This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Been a hell of a show today, Limits. I enjoyed it. You?
I have thoroughly enjoyed it as well, Joe. It's always good to have you back, but you'll be leaving me again next week.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Let's listen to the back and forth with Devin McCourty from yesterday, because it got a lot of play afterward, like right afterward, people started posting stuff about it. This goes back. Devin McCourty works for NBC, longtime Patriot, won 3 Super Bowls. You remember they beat the Steelers in the AFC title game in 2016, and the week before was the infamous Antonio Brown Facebook Live from the locker room, so we dove back into that for a minute. Now, I would imagine you guys had to take note of the week before was the famous Antonio Brown FaceTime Live in the locker room after they beat Kansas City in Kansas City, where Mike Tomlin called you guys the Patriots a bunch of a-holes. Did you guys take note of that week? Do you remember that? Did you talk about it in your locker room?
Well, the funniest part of that is we got in our meeting next, and Bill basically cursed us out and told us if anybody even dared to think they would pull out their phone and go live in any type of squad meeting or anything, they would be cut and off the team before they could even post it. So that was a funny part of it. But the Mike Tomlin, what he said in there, no, I don't think anyone in our building had a problem with that, because for one, we did feel like we were a-holes, and we all felt like that was a part of, you know, when you go out there to play somebody, you know, Coach Belichick used to always tell us there needed to be a certain amount of animosity in you towards your opponent when you're playing a game of football. And either we would bring it that week or he would find a way to bring it. And when you talk about playing the AFC Championship, there was nothing that needed to be added or anything needed to be said. Guys are ready to go no matter what. And that's kind of what it turned into. I wouldn't say, you know, Mike Tomlin's words, you know, were like bulletin board or got us fired up. Like it didn't matter much. If people, you know, recorded the things that Bill said in our private meetings and stuff like that, I think a lot of it would come across the same way.
Pretty good stuff. Yes, would have been cut on the spot.
Cut on the spot. And I mean, I believe it from Bill, unless it's like Tom Brady, but even Brady knows better than that. So it's pretty fascinating, the fact that, you know, McCourty pulled back the curtain a little bit and did say, yeah, we all were kind of a bunch of a-holes out here, and we embraced it. We didn't care.
What else did we have planned to your Limits?
Well, we wanted to talk about how Devin McCourty also mentioned the Steelers not being competitive in a playoff game in the last 8 years.
Oh, yes.
And his reaction to that.
I have to ask you, is it shocking to you, or what is your reaction? Because I imagine that feels like a fairly long time ago. When I tell you that the Steelers have not come close to winning a single playoff game since that day in New England, their last playoff win, in fact, the last time they were even competitive in a playoff game, was Kansas City the week before. What's your reaction to that?
It's almost as like a changing of the guard in the NFL. I think when you think about, you know, the run that I got to have in New England and our teams, and it felt like every year, you know, between us, Pittsburgh, and Baltimore, like these, like it was like the same teams over and over again. And obviously you see Baltimore still, you know, at the top of that. But you look at, you know, whether it's Coach Belichick or Mike Tomlin and the success they've had, it's been hard to for those teams to get back to that journey or get back in, you know, a position where you say, hey, they actually have a chance to win a Super Bowl. And there's been, you know, up and down years in there, but I think it's been a far cry for either one of those teams to say, like, hey, we think this team can actually go win the whole thing. It has been a little bit of a reach. So it's hard, man. It shows how hard it is to win year in and year out, and also shows how special it was to see some of these runs of these teams, you know, being in, you know, contention year after year, injuries, replacing guys in free agency, just always showing up was really cool to see. But you see, it doesn't always stay like that, and these teams are battling now, and I think Pittsburgh is trying. And I think that's what I like to see as a fan in the NFL now, is a team like Pittsburgh saying, hey, we were close last year. We were missing a few things. Omar Khan said, we're going to go be aggressive. We're going to get the pieces that we think we need.
I like that. I like that take. And I'm open-minded on Aaron Rodgers. I came back from my vacation with more of an open mind. Not that I ever wasn't. I don't think it's going to work. Don't get me wrong. I think that's one position they haven't improved. But I am open-minded limits. And lastly, I was listening to the PM guys yesterday when they had a wonderful caller, just a wonderful caller that I wanted to replay, who talked about, and this is rather incredible, Paul Skeens and skiing.
Yes.
Who was this, Dorian?
This is Dorian in McKees Rocks.
Starting with, is this Dorian or Dorian? In McKees Rocks.
Dorian.
Dorian.
Yeah, Dorian.
Hello, Dorian.
Paul doesn't ski, so he and Nutting would have nothing in common. Doesn't Nutting own
no, he sold it.
Seven
he sold
Springs it. He sold it. In Hidden Valley?
He sold it.
Sold it.
And how do you know Paul Skeens doesn't ski?
I've asked him.
You've asked him? When did you talk to him?
What made you want to ask him about skiing?
2 years ago when he was, you know, he came from the Air Force.
Right, Colorado Springs. There's some mountains out that way.
But you're burying the lead here.
About skiing. Ask him.
You're burying the lead. Hey, you said you talked to
him
personally.
I'll bet you both jerseys.
No, Dorian, you said to start this that you talked to him personally.
Yeah, I was curious about the reason why you asked him about skiing. That's all. I'm not.
What other conversation topics came up?
He would have nothing in common with Nutting, because Nutting, when he makes his money, he buys ski resorts.
He's not anymore. He sold them.
Seven Springs, Hidden Valley, and now with a whole bunch of other ones. He's part of it. He's just another pawn in the ski resort chain.
I thought we just went over the fact that he sold the ski resorts with you.
No, he didn't sell them to me.
No, okay, thank you.
I kind of want to hear more from
him. He didn't sell them to me.
What?
He's just another pawn in the ski resort game, did he say?
He's a pawn in the ski resort game.
Man, did I enjoy that even more the second time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.